Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we cover everything that you need to know to help support you in your first year with baby and beyond. So if you're ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I am your host, fellow mama and friend, Renice. And let me just premise this episode with, it is amazing to be back. I am so excited to be back recording episodes once again. Now, if you've been an avid listener, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you for choosing this podcast. There's so many other podcasts out there that you could be listening to, spending your time, taking information on, and you have decided and made the choice to tune into this podcast and listen to these episodes. And that means the world to me. That is why I started this podcast to begin with. So thank you for listening. If you're new, I want to welcome you in. And if you've been a listener, you know that I have been on a break, quite a long break, I might add. I honestly didn't plan on being away from podcasting for as long as it was. It's been about 5 months, and boy, oh boy, has it been what feels like a very, very, very long period of time. Now, I had to take this break just to give you the behind the scenes, because again, if you've been listening, you know I'm very transparent. I'm very honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I like to keep you guys in the loop on what's going on in my life, because I'm a true believer in, when we share our own stories, when we share our own experiences, that not only helps you to relate to other people and for people to relate to you, but it encourages and inspires other people to be transparent and to share their stories. You never know how that's going to impact someone. So I will always, always, always be honest with you guys. And over these last 5 months, I have been through the ringer. Ups, downs, twists, turns, you name it, it happened. There were a lot more downs than ups, as I would say. So I got really physically sick. It literally lasted about 2 months straight. And then it kind of went up and down. It would go away and come back. I don't know if you guys are familiar. There was like this time. It's 2024. It's April right now. So it was in the beginning of 2024. There was something going around, and a lot of people were complaining. They got sick and then they would get better and then get sick again. I don't know what it was, but it took me out and it was very difficult. I wanted to record and then my voice wouldn't work. I wanted to record and then I'd get sick again. I wanted to record and then something came up. And I really believe there's a reason for this. I needed the time to go inward. I needed the time to take a break. You know, I talk about this a lot, taking breaks, listening to your body, taking time for yourself. And I know that I was at a point where I was going so much that I was not allowing for myself to go inward and take care fully of myself and to take the time with my kids, my family, the way that I wanted to. So these 5 months have had their downs, but in those downs, I have found some very pivotal, beautiful things in that, where it's giving me the time to take care of myself, spend more time with my family, and also to really figure out where I'm going in podcasting, how I want to share my passion with the world, how I want to bring content to you as an avid listener. So I really, really took a lot of inward look at my life in this period of time. So I want to thank you for bearing with me, not only while I shared that information, but also if you have tuned in again after such a long break, because the last time I recorded was before Christmas or maybe right before Thanksgiving. So it has been a while. So this all brings me to today's topic. Now, again, all this inwardness, all this time that I had to take for myself, it really, really brought something forward that I learned later in motherhood that I think is so pivotal and powerful and important for every mother to use in their journey. It will help you mentally. It will help you emotionally. It will help you physically. It will help you in all the ways in your entire motherhood journey, but especially right now, in these beginning times as a mom, no matter what age your baby is, it's so vital to learn how to implement this now, to practice this now, so it becomes more natural for you, because that will help you to really navigate with more ease in the rest of your motherhood journey, in your day-to-day life, because we know we really, as moms, have to take things day by day. There is no planning years ahead. You don't have time for that. You're so focused on what your baby needs, what your child needs, what needs to be done maybe around the house at that time, or in your room or work or whatever it is you have going on in your life. There's so much happening that you do not have the time to focus on well beyond tomorrow or an hour from now, right? So this will help you as you take it day by day by day. Okay, so enough about the premise, right? I just rambled. What is this? What is this topic of today? Well, it's about giving yourself grace. Now, I know you're probably like, Renice, really? Giving myself grace, blah, blah, blah. Sounds easier said than done. Everybody talks about it, whatever. It's not an easy thing to do. Sounds like blah, blah, or cliche. I get it. I really, really do. Because when I heard this, I was like, why? I don't have time. I don't even know how to do that. Giving myself grace, why? I mean, how is that going to help me in any way, shape, or form? And we're going to get into this in this episode today. I'm going to share with you how important this is, how you can implement this, and how it's going to help to change your everyday to feel better and to give you more ease and grace, to give you more ease in your everyday. Because I already know, Mama, that you are going through some stuff. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't. You want more joy, more happiness, more ease, more flow in your life, right? Especially as a mom. So let's talk about this a little bit deeper so you can have more of that. Okay. So the object here of giving yourself grace, what does that mean? It means cutting yourself some slack. That's what it means. When you break it down, you put it in some easier terms. Let's just be real. It's about cutting yourself some slack. Cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a break. It's okay. Okay. To in the everyday of being a mom, there are 1,000 different things that you are doing in one day. And you feel like you have to get all of those things done. You may scroll on social media, whatever that platform that is for you, and you look at all these other moms or these individuals that have A, B, C, and D, or are doing A, B, C, and D, and you think, man, I should be doing this and I should be doing that and I should have had this done and why didn't I do that and why didn't I do this and I could have done this better, right? We do this as people in general. We do this to ourselves on a regular basis. Do you do this? Honestly, feel free to raise your hand, because I know I am fully and completely guilty of doing this myself on a regular basis. Scrolling, seeing the things, comparing myself, and doing what I call shoulding all over myself, right? I should have this, I should have that, right? I said a lot of that in my examples, right? Why don't we just pull back for a minute and let go of the shoulds, let go of the comparisons, and just take a moment to take a breath. Just breathe. Just breathe. You are doing a fantastic job where you are right now, in all you do right now. You don't have to read these books and get all this information and listen to all the podcasts and scroll on social media and look at all the other things that are out there that people are doing and think how you need to do all that or how you should have done all of that. Instead, it's allowing for yourself to be in the moment, to be present with yourself and your family in your own situation, and take that and say, hey, I'm doing a great job. I am taking things a step at a time. I am figuring these things out a little by little by little, but I'm doing it. It's cutting yourself some slack instead of living up to high expectations or thinking you got to do what everybody else is saying and giving you advice and doing. Just give yourself the grace and the slack to say, you know what? I'm figuring it out. None of us. If you get anything from this podcast episode today, I want you to know that none of us have it all figured out. Not a single person. We've learned what we've learned by figuring it out and doing it, right? We navigate. Not every baby is the same. There's no one way fits all, especially in motherhood. Oh my gosh, this is like the big thing I want out there for mothers around the world to really grasp. No baby's the same. There's no one way fits all. We're all figuring these things out. If you are a mother of multiples, you know this. Your first baby is not going to be the same as your second baby. They're always different. There's not a single human being that is exactly the same as another. So why would we think that every child is going to be the same, or that there's one approach for every child to do something like sleeping or eating or napping or what they'll like? There really isn't. Yes, we all have some basic things that are the same, right? Our bodies function in specific ways. We all know that. But not every human being has the same needs. Your body type is not the same as your neighbor's, right? Your food intake isn't going to be the same as somebody else's because your body needs different things, different types of vitamins or different amounts of that. You cannot look at your life and look at yourself as a mom and think that it's going to be the way that it was for your sister or your own mother. Your journey, your child, your experience is your own. So you stop comparing yourself. Stop trying to live up to all of these other things that are out there. Stop trying to be this perfectionism of what you believe or think a mother is, and just be you. Because that is all you need. That is all that your baby needs. You showing up, putting your best foot forward, whatever that looks like, and being there for that child is more than enough. I have that saying. If you've been a listener, you know I have that saying. You are doing the best you can with what you have. And that is more than enough. I have had to say this to myself. I can't even count how many times, probably millions of times, because once I discovered that phrase, it kind of came to me like over time through me feeling the need to be a perfectionist and to be a perfect mom and perfect in all these ways. I was very type A, okay? And I always say I'm a recovering type A. I'm recovering perfectionist. I'm recovering people pleaser, okay? This is me, transparent, here. I've learned that phrase and it has changed my life, and I still use it to this day. I use it with my kids all the time. They go through whatever, or they're having a difficult time, and I handle it to the best of my ability. And I may find myself in my head thinking, man, like, why? Or did I do something wrong? Or how could I have done better? Or what else can I do? Am I failing as a mom? You know, these thoughts come up. It happens. But I remind myself that I am doing the best that I can, and I'm doing it with what I have. And that in itself is more than enough. I am showing up, doing the best that I can. My kids are safe. They are healthy. I am here for them to the best of my ability. They have what they need, and I do my best to give them more. And that, all that, that's more than enough. I can't sit here and compare my experiences with what I see other people doing, or by listening to what people tell me I should be doing? How does somebody else know what's best for me? Let's turn this a little bit for you. Ask yourself this question. How does somebody else know what's best for me and for my baby? How is anybody else? Are they there 24/7 when your baby's crying? Are they getting up in the middle of the night to feed your baby, change your baby? Are they there for all of those moments? Do they see your, are they living your life? No. No. I mean, I know it's an obvious answer, but we don't think about these things because we get so caught up in everything else that's going on around us that we forget that, oh my goodness, wait, I'm living my own life. I'm in my own experience. It's okay. I'm figuring this out. Just like everybody else. Everyone is navigating and figuring it out. Day by day, by moment, by moment. We all are. Now, are there things we've learned that maybe if you have a question, hey, what worked well for you? Or what did you discover with this and that, that, you know, someone can answer to give you their experience? Yes, there's some things we can share that maybe all of us can learn from. But it doesn't mean that you have to follow that verbatim. It really doesn't. It means that you can take that and do what works well for you. As my best friend always says, you know, you take the meat off and you leave the bones, right? You take all that juicy meat, all the good stuff, you eat all that and you leave the bones. So take what works for you. Take what works for you and leave the rest. You don't have to live up to others' expectations or to these high expectations that you see out there and think that that's how you have to be. Give yourself grace. If you're exhausted and you're tired and you don't know what to do next, give yourself some grace. Cut yourself some slack. We have all been there. Every mother has been there. Maybe you're finding yourself not knowing what to do next. Or maybe you have a fussy baby. I had a very fussy baby, my second one, and I had no idea what to do. And it was hard. And I was just figuring things out. And I had to give myself some grace and cut myself some slack and remember that it's okay. I've got this. It's going to be all right. I'm not the only mom out there dealing with a fussy baby. I had to give myself some grace and understand that there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean I'm missing out or being a bad mom or a failing mother. It doesn't identify or put value on who you are or how you are as a mother. It doesn't. Give yourself some grace. I'm going to keep saying that because I really, really, really want you to take this in. It is so important to remember to cut yourself some slack. You don't have to be quote unquote perfect. You don't have to have the perfect sleep schedule. If your baby misses a nap, it's okay, right? You doing what you feel is right is all that matters, no matter what anybody else says. If you miss something or you make a mistake, give yourself a break. It's okay. We all make them. We're figuring this out. Are you taking this in right now? Are you really, I don't know, there's all these terms, catching what I'm throwing, picking up what I'm throwing down, all the things. Is this really resonating with you? Because I know for me, I wish I had somebody when I was going through the depths of it with my children when they were babies. I wish I had somebody that could tell me, that could say, hey, give yourself some grace. Cut yourself some slack. You are doing great. You've got this. You're doing okay. Give yourself some, you don't have to have a perfectly clean home all of the time while you're trying to, you know, get your baby to sleep. I had two babies, right? Not twins. Let me premise this, because if you're a new listener, you're probably like, oh, she had twins. My kids right now, they're 8 and 9. They are 16 months apart. Okay, so I had my son when my daughter, she was 16 months, obviously. So imagine having a newborn and a 16-month-old at the same time. They were both little. They both had different needs, both have different personalities. And my son was a very difficult baby. There were a lot of things that were there. And I was still on this thought process that I had to have like a perfectly clean house. No dishes could be left in the sink. I had to, you know, get A, B, C, D, and D done. I had to have it all together and figured out. I had to be able to, you know, keep it all together for myself, keep it together for my husband, keep it together for the kids, and just live as if things were perfectly fine. I look back on that and my heart hurts for that version of me that was in that place. She needed to hear those words that it's okay to give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace. Renice, cut yourself some slack. It's okay to leave the dishes in the sink. Now that brings me to the beautiful mantra and phrase that helps me with this. It's two words. It's a two-word phrase. And it's something you can so easily repeat to yourself, that you can so easily say at any moment at any time, and it really does shift how you're feeling and what you think at that moment. And that's the term, the mantra, the phrase. It's okay. It's okay. Like I said, it's okay to leave the dishes in the sink. It's okay that you have toys laying all over the floor in your living room and you finally got the baby to sleep. It's okay that you are tired and you need a nap. It's okay to take a nap. It's okay to give yourself some grace. It's okay. I love this phrase because it gives you the permission to give yourself what you need. Giving yourself grace and cutting yourself some slack is giving yourself what you need. So ask yourself, what do I need? What do you need? What do you need right now? What's working for you right now? Where in your life, as a mom, as a human being, can you cut yourself some more slack? Can you give yourself some more grace? Where in your life do you need to remind yourself that it's okay? I still, to this day, you guys, I am constantly telling myself, it's okay. It's okay. Figuring it out. I'm navigating this thing. It's okay. When I took that unplanned 5-month hiatus from recording and things were not going according to plan just in life period, I kept reminding myself, it's okay. I had to give myself some grace. I couldn't just beat myself up because I wasn't doing the things in my life that I thought I should be doing. I just needed the time to be and to take care of myself and to give myself what I needed. It is so important for you at this point in your life to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, giving yourself what you need. So it's important to learn how to practice how to cut yourself some slack. Now, another way to view this, which helps, this really helped me. Hopefully, this helps to support you. Now that you have a baby or you have children, wherever you are in your journey of motherhood, we love our children so deeply. There is a bond. There's a connection. There is something that is there that is indescribable. You can't describe it. It's just there and it's deep and it's powerful. And it's almost like animalistic, this connection, this protection you want to have over your kids, this connection you have, this love you have for your children. So it helps a lot to think of things in the perspective for your children. Now, let me give you an example so that this makes sense. when I am not cutting myself some slack, if I am just beating myself up in my head, like, I should have done this, I should have done that, I could have got this done, why didn't I do this? This makes me a bad mom, this makes me a bad person, if I didn't do A, B, C, and D, blah, 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 right? You just go down the rabbit hole. I know I do this a lot. Again, always working on myself. We all are, right? Sometimes I have to turn the tables and think, if my daughter came to me and she was saying those things about herself to me, how would I feel and what would I say to her? I'm going to say that again. How would I feel and what would I say to my daughter if she came to me saying those things that I was saying to myself, but about herself? Think about it. If your child came to you saying that they were feeling how you're feeling, they were telling you that they were trying to live up to all these expectations, that they weren't doing enough, that they could be doing more, that they should be doing more, that they're blah, 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 blah. What would you say to them? I guarantee you would tell them, hey, you're doing great. You're doing amazing. Give yourself some grace. Cut yourself some slack. You've got this. You would uplift them. You would take that load off. You would embrace them. You would give them the comfort that they need. And you would tell them that they're doing great and are a wonderful person. Whatever it would be, it would come out and it'd be all these amazing things. And you would really want them to stop being so hard on themselves. You would want them to give themselves what they need at that time. You would tell them everything's going to be okay, or it's okay. You're all right. You've got this. Right? That's what we do as moms. We care for our children. We uplift them. We love on them. We want what's best for them. So why can't we turn that inward on ourselves? And remember to give ourselves that same care and that same love, and to talk to ourselves the way we talk to our children when they need those moments. Remember to say that to ourselves. Oh my gosh, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I am doing a great job. I'm doing the best that I can. I need to give myself some grace. I've got this thing. It's okay that I need a break. It's okay that I need to rest, and it's okay for me to take that nap. It's okay for me to not get 1,000 things done. It's okay for me to take care of myself. Giving yourself the grace that you deserve, because you deserve it. You are doing an incredible job. If nobody else tells you this today or at any point, I want you to hear it in this podcast. I'm going to keep reminding you of this. You deserve the amazing things, and you are doing an amazing job. You really are. You're figuring this thing out. You're going to figure it out. You don't have to have everything figured out and perfect. Just do what feels right for you. It's okay. Don't compare yourself to others. Stop doing that. Stop listening to what everybody barks at you, right? For some reason, once you become pregnant, everybody feels like they have the permission to just tell you what to do and to share with you all the things. That was their experience. It doesn't mean it's going to be yours. Stop taking that on as if it is yours. Live in your experience. Do what feels right for you and give yourself the grace and the slack that you need to when you need it. Because you've got it. Your experience is your own. We're going to talk a lot about that in this podcast, about things being your own. I have a lot of metaphors and examples for you because I truly love metaphors. You guys are going to hear me talk a lot about like plant metaphors or car metaphors. My dad, mechanic, you know, so I have a lot of car metaphors, but mostly plant metaphors. I like to use them because they're very relatable. We kind of understand that, or the basics of that. But I love the metaphors because it puts us there, right? I love to bring information in ways that are tangible, in ways that make sense. Simple things. I don't like difficult, complicated formula ways of living life. I just need it to be straightforward and tangible and simple. And that's how I want to bring things to you in this podcast, in every episode. Because I'm telling you, you're already dealing with a bajillion things in your everyday life. We don't need to add anything to that to make it even more complicated. If anything, we want to simplify. We want to make it easier for you so that you have the more happiness that you desire, the more joy that you desire, the ease you desire to have. You want that time with your baby and your children and your family to be things you look back on and you smile and you say, wow, that was amazing. Instead of harping on yourself, right? And saying, oh, I didn't do this and I should have done that and I blah, blah, right? You're giving yourself grace. You look back and you say, wow, I did the best that I could. I did a great job. I handled that quite well. I mean, I look back on myself and yeah, I have those moments of, whoa, I should have, right? I do the should thing. I should have given myself more slack. But instead of being hard on myself at that time, I give myself the grace. I look and I say, you know what? That version of me was doing the best that she could at the time. She really was. She really didn't have those tools and the modalities and the things that I have now to help her to make things easier. But she did do the best that she could with what she had. And that's beautiful. See how I kind of flip things a little bit there? I want you to use this. Start using this today, right now. How can you give yourself more grace? Cut yourself more slack? How can you give yourself more of what you need in your everyday? Because that right there is going to change your pathway of motherhood. Because you're going to love on yourself more. You're going to have more happiness, more ease. It's going to help you in those times when things seem difficult or low or hard. It really is something that you can use in your everyday, not just in motherhood, but in life, right? Use this. I hope that this helps you. I hope that this helps you to change your life in some way, shape, or form for the better so that you can put one foot in front of the other and feel amazing, feel more confident, feel more joy, because that's the goal. For you to feel as much joy as possible. All right, so that's what I have for you today. Giving yourself some grace and remembering that two-word term, that little mantra, that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. All right, Mama. Well, thank you for listening. If you have questions about anything I talk about, or there may be a topic that you want me to talk about and share here in the podcast, I would love to hear from you. In the show notes, you can find out the different ways to contact me, all the platforms that I'm on. I would love for you to reach out to me. Send me a message, whether it be an audio message or a written message, whatever it is. Send those questions or those things to me, those topics that you want for me to talk about. I absolutely love hearing from you guys. It really does mean so much to me. And I love to bring the information here to the podcast that you want to hear. So please never hesitate. Reach out. Again, I'm getting all my ducks in a row. Everything's coming back where I'm going to start showing up more on social media once again. Not like crazy. You know, again, I am navigating motherhood, going back to school, building this business and my family life all at once. So I really will not be on social media like crazy, but I do check in daily. So please feel free to reach out at any time. I am sending you so much love. So much love. And if it feels good to you, if you enjoyed this episode, if you've been enjoying the content, please leave a rating, leave a review I would absolutely love that. It helps the podcast to continue to grow. It helps it to get to other moms that may need to hear this. Maybe when they're putting it in, like what they're searching for, when they're searching podcasts, it helps for this one to pop up. And when they see the reviews and they see the ratings, they listen to it. And I want for this podcast to really help to support as many mothers as possible. And you listening means the world, and it helps it to get out there. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an incredible day. And if nobody tells you today, I want you to remember that you are doing the best you can with what you have. And that is more than enough. You deserve the amazing things. So give yourself some grace and remind yourself every day that it's okay. All right, Mama, till next time. Bye. Hey, Mama, thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening. And I hope these episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.